Love on the Road is a two-day wellness event for your mind, body, and spirit that is designed to bring you contagious joy and freedom. The past few years have left many of us feeling disconnected and discouraged. We're stressed out and anxious more than ever before. And we are in desperate need of connection, real connection back to ourselves and other people. At Rev on the Road, you'll experience a community of people who are working out what it means to love God, get healthy, be whole, and love others. It's the healthy and whole part that's not always easy to do. You will hear good news and learn how to think, feel, and choose good when facing challenging moments. Your whole self, heart, mind, soul, and body will encounter the good news of the gospel that chases away all shame and fear. Body shame doesn't stand a chance wherever Rev on the Road is.
Hey, Revelation Wellness, Aaron here, and I want to invite you to the Freedom Party coming to a city near you. Our next Rev on the Road stop is in Albany, New York. So come see us if you're in the area. I'll be there with the confetti. And trust me, you're not going to want to miss what God's doing at Rev on the Road this year. Just swipe up on the show notes for all of our 2024 dates and locations and get signed up today. Elisa's here with a Revving the Word. So lace up your shoes, get moving as she takes us through this training. It's going to stir our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. But before we press play, would you please take a minute to rate and review this podcast? You can even leave us a voice message on SpeakPipe. We listen to every one of those, and we love hearing your voice. Your words really matter to us, and they help us spread the good news of Jesus to the ends of the earth. Donors, thank you so much for making podcast episodes like these possible. Now, let's get to it.
Getting the playlist going in 3, 2, 1, play. Every time I do that countdown, I smile. I get so excited. It is a Tuesday morning here in Phoenix, Arizona. Usually the days that I record the Revving the Words with y'all. So welcome to my Tuesday morning. But you're probably listening to this some other time. But in real time, in my heart, we are together. I have a word for us today. It's a shared word, a word for everyone connected to this ministry. And if you're brand new to this ministry, welcome.
You said it's for freedom that I was set free. Now I walk in the victory that you won for me. And if on the journey there are walls that remain.
I'm Elisa Keaton, the founder. How are you today? I'm in my right mind. Even though there are some hard things that I'm facing, I'm in my right mind, which means my mind is set on things above, not on things below. So welcome to a time of moving our body and setting our mind on the things above, not here on the earth. You're gonna have to battle all day today to stay focused on what is excellent, what is true, what is noble, what is praiseworthy. Think about these things. This is mindfulness to the infinite degree because we set our minds on an infinite God. And we got these good bodies that are blessed today with oxygen and blood. If you can contract your muscles and move about your life, you are the blessed. Say that with me. I am the blessed. Maybe put your hand on your heart as you get walking, moving. And say that again. Say it over yourself. I am the blessed. All right. You are. And today, I got a word for us from Isaiah 6. And let me just tell you, this word is a glow up word. Because in the kingdom, we don't grow up. We're supposed to enter as a child and have childlike faith, thriving. We get too big for our britches because we put more confidence in the flesh than we do the spirit. And the spirit is wild and free and truthful. And it knows the way that leads to life. So we got to follow it. And it's not a straight line, everyone. So you got to feel like a kid on a playground. Just chase. Be chased. Have fun. It's not a straight line. Stop looking for it. It's a little messy. A lot messy to follow God. And today, I'm giving you the word that's over this ministry right now as we've launched Platoon 32. So if you're in Platoon 32, this is a shout out for you. We have almost 250 fitness, wellness, health coach missionaries being trained up, and they're gonna be sent out into the world. And today I share with you publicly what they're bringing to the earth and what this earth needs right now. So let's pray. God, we love you, we thank you. I ask right now that your word would become flesh in us. Glow us up, train us up in godliness. We thank you for this physical ability, but we want godliness. We want more than bigger biceps and smaller thighs. We want abundant life. Come, give us what you got. In Jesus' name, amen. Teaching text, Isaiah 6. Listen to the word of God and be blessed. Starting in verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." This is the word of the Lord. Take a deep breath, inhale, sink into your body as you strengthen your frame. Whatever you're doing requires strength, but you need to sink deeper into the connection of wholeness that is in your inner man or your inner woman. As we move together, stay whole, stay free. Today, I want to introduce you to the cleanup crew. Platoon 32 is ushering onto the earth for such a time as this. A cleansing, a cleaning. Y'all, we have lived through some times. And I don't think you have to look far. This is not just in ministry, but in the world. It's just been messy. It's messy. Post-pandemic, it's messy. The cleanup takes some time, but it's time. Time to clean up, wake up, get up, and go. Notice in this word, Isaiah, he's a prophet. A prophet is called to speak and say what God is saying. Even if people don't like what he says. On a scale of 1 to 10 right now, I want you to be a 7. Elisa, how do I know if I'm a 7? Close your mouth and breathe. But after about 3 breaths of your mouth closed, you need to open your mouth to breathe. Breathe through your nose as much as you can. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Everyone, let's just remember. I have to remind myself a lot of this truth. God is about God. God is about God. He loves you. He is for you. But he's about God. Because we are quick to make God about us. And when we do that, it's idolatry. And we will turn God into the God we want him to be. He can't turn his people into the people he created them to be, because God is about God. And we only find rest in our hearts when we find it in him. We were made for him. He made us. He is the potter. We are the clay. Come on. And I'll tell you what, for some people, this is an offensive message. They're like, what do you mean God's about God? I got a lot of problems. Then God sucks. Come on. But where else are you going to go? Sing it, Nina. He's a real man seated on a throne. He's a real God and I must know him. He's a real man seated on a throne. He's a real God and I must know him. He's a real man seated on a throne. He's a real God and I must know him. You're a real man seated on a throne. You're a real God and this is the revelation that Isaiah is getting. I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Come on, lift your head, widen your perspective, bow your heart. Stay a 7. Our whole time together. Come on. Our whole time together. Stay a 7. You're not going to push into breathlessness. You're just going to stay in this focused zone. There's space for you to breathe. You can actually smile. Lift the corners of your mouth. Come on, tell your flesh who's in charge. Your spirit's in charge here. So Isaiah is a prophet called to go speak. And listen, this is chapter 6. First 5 chapters, he is already speaking for the Lord. But about this chapter, he's getting a revelation of who Jesus is. Ma'am, I pray for that for you. Can we pray for that together? That's why we're called Revelation Wellness. You need your personal revelation of who Jesus is. Not just who someone told you he is. That's spiritual milk. You need some meat. And when you get a personal revelation of who Jesus is in your life, for your life, changes everything. It's yours. It's not someone else's. And it calls you up. And it calls you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Come on. So Isaiah gets a vision. When he finally sees the Lord, he sees the one who has called him, the one that he kind of sensed inside, God, who called him to go and speak to a rebellious people as they were in captivity or being ruled by the Assyrians. God's people are not doing well. And you know, in this world, the world would say, hey, when people are down, don't kick them. And God's like, kick them. Kick them. Wake them up. Bring them home. Come on. If you're going to get a vision of the Lord, you got to take your eyes off the people. I'm going to let that hang out in the world and preach for a minute. If you're going to get a vision of the Lord, you have got to take your eyes off people. So Isaiah is getting a revelation. He sees who God is, high, lifted up. The train of his robe filled the temple. Think about, get a vision of this. Remember, nobody can see the face of God and live. But there are these glimpses of who he is. He saw the train of his robe filling the temple. Yeah, I'm going to sidetrack here. We're going to get to the cleanup crew. But I felt like I'm supposed to share this with you. When God was calling me to this, to ministry, my life was a wreck. I needed my husband to love me. I had a laundry list of things that God could do for me. My heart was broken. My heart was hard. But I was desperate. I was miserable. Anyone remember your time of misery? Woo! I love the word tells us God sets his eyes on the miserable. He sees and he knows. And I was starting to grow in knowledge of God, going to church, and God was starting to do something in my heart. I was starting to get a revelation of who God is. Keep going. And then one night, I had a dream. And in this dream, the earth was shaking. Fire was falling from the sky. I was running for cover. I was afraid. This is the end as we know it. And then all of a sudden, this long arm reached down from the sky, and I could see the hem of his garment around his wrist. It was a robe. And he reached down and he grabbed me, pulled me up. Accelerate. Come on. That dream shook me. God was saying, I've chosen you. Come up here. I am saving you so you can save others from this world that is quaking, shaking, and firing. Pull back. It was after that dream, things changed for me. I remember sharing it with a couple of friends, new friends at church. And they were like, whoa. Like, they knew there was breath on that. Accelerate. I remember one of the ladies saying, I've never had a dream like that. I want one of those. I didn't know you could have one of those. But I can play out that dream in my head as clear as day. Isaiah gets a vision of God, and all he sees is his robe filling the temple. Just the robe. Get a vision. The train of his robe. Not even his robe. The train. The end. The tail. And then this seraphim, which means the burning ones. Hello, platoon 30. We did the burning ones, platoon 30. I should have called you the seraphim. Literally means the burning ones. They stood above God with their wings covering their face and their feet. Six wings, two cover their face, two cover their feet, and with two on their back, they flew. This is how holy God is. Pull back. He's so holy that even the holy creatures in his presence have this humility, as if I'm not worthy to see God, and where my feet may go, I need those covered. I just need wings on my back to get wherever God's calling. Holy, holy, holy. So Isaiah gets the vision, and then he realizes, oh my gosh, woe is me. When you hear a woe, it means I'm doomed. There is nothing I can do about this. Woe. Dead end. Accelerate. 8. Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man or a woman of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Pull back. Isn't it interesting that he doesn't say, I'm a man of unclean eyes? Because his eyes have seen God. He doesn't say, my eyes are unclean, I'm seeing God. No. Something here, listen up. Your mouth. Your mouth. Why does this matter? Because Jesus tells us in Luke. I'm sorry, not in Luke. Accelerate. In Matthew, keep accelerating, come on. In Matthew 15, when the religious people come and say, how come your disciples aren't cleaning themselves? Yeah. Why aren't they? They have dirty hands and they're eating. And Jesus says, listen up. It's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person. It's not the germs on my hands. It's not what's going on the world that defiles me. It's not what's on the outside. It's what's on the inside of me. What comes out of the mouth, this defiles a person. Friends, I'm here today to tell you, it's time to clean up. It's time to cease grumbling. It's time to cease complaining. To cease kicking God off the throne. Put him back on the throne. And when you do, out of your mouth comes holy, holy, holy. clean up. It's time to come clean and get clean. Come on. Pull back. Clean. It's time for the cleanup crew. And it's time for us to confess. We've had some unclean things come out of our mouth because of what we've lived through. And here's what I love about Jesus. He knows why. He's acquainted with our why. But his what is very different. What he does, even though he feels like complaining, grumbling. Remember, he felt everything. Fully man, fully God. So he could show us the way to be a full man, a full woman, housing the presence of God. So although we may feel grumbly, we may feel like cursing, we don't live by what we feel, but what we know we're here to do because of who we know. And that's who Jesus was for us. Clean. Cleanliness. Clean it up. Come on. God has been calling and equipping people to go and tell others. But it's time to tell on ourselves. It's time to come clean and get clean. Come clean. Confess. Confess that there are some unclean things in your heart, in your mind. Come clean. Because we cannot get clean until you come clean. Confession. No more hiding out. Step forward into the light. God is calling you. Go and tell. But first, tell on yourself. Just like Isaiah, he tells on himself. Woe to me. I'm a man of unclean lips. There are some things in my heart that disqualify me. They cripple me. To get near this holy God, I gotta get clean. And to get clean, I gotta come clean. What do you need to come clean to the Lord about? Recover. Well done. I don't even know what we did there. Thanks for your patience. Let's just recover together. Stay in a moderate. You can close your mouth and breathe for a few breaths. Just be kind to you. Let's slide back into like a zone two cardio, zone two effort. That means 50 to 60 or 60 to 70% effort of your max. It's comfortable, but it's active. Y'all, I guess I just today want this big global reset. It's been messy. You have been living through messy times. And what we tend to do is run around, try to find the next program or project, something to help us feel like we've got it all in order again, that it's not so bad. Get some sense of order somehow gives us this feeling of control. You don't have control. I don't have control. But you know what you got? You got God. You have God. And here's what's going on the earth, and I think, and this is why God's saying, hey, I'm going to need you all to come clean and get clean. First of all, what this song is saying, he's a holy God, guys. This is why you get near a revelation of Jesus Christ, and you're going to be like, oh my gosh. When I got my dream, when I had my dream, I remember just the marbles in my head were rolling around like, oh my gosh. There's no way. He's calling me to something. He's pulling me up. I've chosen you. Come with me. And I knew nothing. I knew very little of my Bible. Funny enough, I was in the book of Leviticus. Y'all know that story. The first Bible study I was ever invited to was the book of Leviticus, which I don't think is a coincidence. The whole book, if you want to look up unclean and clean, it's in the book of Leviticus more than any other book of the Bible. It's about the laws of cleanliness. Not because God is mean and wants to keep his people busy with tasks all day, but because this world does have stuff in it that can defile us. Because he's a good God, a good father, he gave some laws to protect his children, keep them well, so they could advance into the promised land, so that they would live and not die. Now here's the thing. Praise God, you don't live in the Old Testament time. Jesus is the fulfillment of all the laws. But all that bloody massacre, mess of sacrifices and offerings in the book of Leviticus that would cleanse the unclean to make those bloody sacrifices, Jesus. He is the Lamb of God that took away the sins of the world. But it's in Jesus, everyone. He is the blood that cleanses. And because Jesus says, I am now the way. You want to get to the Father, you come through me. You want to get clean, you come through me. Enter into my burning heart for you. He's a consuming fire, our God. And if you want to get near him, you're going to have to get clean. Come clean. Confess it. See, and here's what I think is happening right now on the earth, everyone. We want God to come. The people of God are crying out, God, do you not see how these enemies are ruling us? God, do you not see how outnumbered we are? God. And in that pain, we are tempted to turn away. We are tempted to say, you know what? If you can't beat them, join them. Come on. You can't beat him. The cross did. Come to the cross. The blood of Jesus cleanses you. So we've got a people on the earth wanting God to come. God, come help us come. But hear me, he is a holy God. Jesus did not erase his holiness. He actually simplified it. You want to get to my holiness? You're going to have to get through my son. You're going to have to honor him for who he is and what he's done, not who you are and what you can do. Holy. A holy God won't come if our souls are compromised. He's looking for wholehearted people. Wholehearted people are people who wash not just the outside of the cup, but the inside of the cup. That is more important because it's what's inside of us that's defiling us and thwarting the presence of God from coming. He's holy. He's not a genie. He's looking for wholehearted people. 2 Chronicles 16:9, for the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him, wholehearted. Cleanliness. It really is next to godliness. It's the preparation for godliness. Come clean. Get clean. Come on, y'all. What else are you going to do with your life? So, you know, I like to leave you with some practicals of like, how do I get clean, Lisa? What is that? Yes, I've heard you say confession. Okay. Well, for some of you, yeah, you've heard the word today. Move right into confession. What are you harboring? What are you holding in the darkness? What's the little bit of leaven, which is pride, that ruins the whole lump, the whole loaf of bread? And if you need to find what that is, you just got to look behind the doors of your grumbling. Thank you, God, for making it so obvious. Wherever we grumble and moan and complain and just tolerate and live like a Christian because it's what the good Christian does, but we're not really wholehearted, we're not fully committed to Him, look behind that door. Confess it. So what's needed for the cleanup crew? If you're ready to get your soul upright, because praise befits the upright, and He's looking to fill your house with Himself, with praise, not with grumbling. So what's needed? 3 things. The word, confession, and repentance. Say that with me. The word, confession, and repentance. If you are going to go in a fiery newness of life, like literally, God wants to place His fire in you. He wants to put His coal on your mouth, clean it, so that you are qualified to go walk out this day putting more confidence in what you do not see than in what you see, bringing heaven to earth. Listen, you're going to have get rid of your ledgers. Get rid of like what you think how God should. This is what my friend Nick Conley says. Get rid of your expectations. Raise up your expectancy. Burn your expectations. Take out that trash. Cleanse that. You only lift your expectancy as much as you can worship God. He's holy. So you need the word, confession, and repentance. I want you to get a picture right now of the cleanup crew. Yeah. Yeah, you're part of the cleanup crew. Revelation Wellness, you're doing these with us? Welcome to a time of the cleanup crew. Listen. See yourself ready to clean something? Get this picture in your head. The word is your water. Confession is your bucket. And repentance is your mop. You can't clean anything without water. So you better be in the word. Hunger for His word. If you don't have a hunger, open your hands right now. Stop what you're doing. Say, God, I need a hunger for Your word. I need it. Give me a grace to hunger for Your word, because then you will be filled with living water. And with that water, you'll be able to confess whatever is in your bucket, whatever is in there. You can pour it out. Confession is your bucket, and repentance It's your mop. The repentance clears the way for you to go a new way with clean hands, clean feet, pure heart. You've heard us say in this mini ministry, get free, stay free, and set others free. Well, now is the time to come clean, get clean, and stay clean. Thank you, God, for this time together. I pray, Lord, that this time and this word and this movement, it goes far deeper than we can make sense of. I pray for dreams and visions for people, Lord. If you want him to come and give you a revelation, you want him in your dreams, raise your hand right now, lift it up to the sky. Say, God, pick me, send me, speak to me, send me, and cleanse yourself. Cleanse yourself, confess. Some of you need to just sit down, go stretch, and just pour your heart in what you need to confess to God. Your grumbles, your unbelief, your distrust of him, your hurt from others or from God himself. Confess it. Unload, lose the weight, and then walk in newness of life and walk according to the word. Come clean, get clean, and stay clean. We will see you next week. Peace.